Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Dear listener, as we did the show at the Batch this week, there will be no little intro preceding this podcast. Both Missy and I hope you understand it, but the logistics of recording a pre-show mini was just too impractical with 50 drunken souls standing around. However, rest assured that next week the pre-show mini shall return to its regular position.
Hey! What's going on here, Madden?
Nothing. Just dictating a letter.
A letter, huh?
Yeah. A letter. So, to reiterate, Dr. Morecambe, I was wholly unsatisfied with the ointment and its failure to reduce the itching. See? Just a letter.
Okay, good. Because you told me there'd be no intro this week.
I sure did. And there isn't.
Well, okay. So I'll just go back to sending my Instagrams. Hey, did you know I Instagrammed, Carl?
Really? I never knew that.
Oh, I do. I do it all the time. Wait a minute. Are you pulling my leg?
Missy, would I ever do that?
Okay, then. Well, I will let you get on with your dictation.
Okay. Thanks. Cheers. Boy, that was close. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. So, dear listener, I'm afraid it's just not logistically feasible for us to do an intro.
Madden?
Missy?
Madden!
Missy!
You lied to me.
Oh, lied is such a harsh word. Anyway, I've not lied. I'm just simply telling our good listeners that due to the bash and circumstances that we can't do an intro this week.
But you're recording an intro, Madden, right now, alone, without me. It's not fair.
Okay. What intro do you want to do?
Well, I don't know, but we should do something at least.
But you don't know what?
Nope.
So I have to come up with something in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But it will be rubbish if I rush it.
And we know the difference how.
Hey!
Oh, be quiet, man. You know I'm only teasing.
You said you wouldn't do that anymore.
Well, I was teasing then, too.
Oh, you're naughty.
You know it.
Okay. What shall we do then as an intro?
I'm not sure.
Well, you swearing is always popular.
Oh, that's true, but people think I'm a potty mouth.
And that would be wrong because...
Carl, you know it was you that put those naughty words in my mouth.
Me?
You.
Oh, no. You know full well that those naughty words were from your own little mind.
What do you mean, little mind?
Oh, just a figure of speech.
It had better be, Mr. Carl Madden. As you know, I never, ever swear, so it's all, isn't it?
Right, if you say so.
Hey, are you still recording this?
What? Oh,
hi, everyone, and welcome to Worlds Apart. My name's Carl.
And I'm Missy.
And we are here to discuss the differences between the two great nations that are separated by the Atlantic, I think. How you been, Missy?
Carl, I'm sad because I'm not there. Where are you right now?
We are in a back garden in Birmingham under wet tent things, consumed by beer, and everyone's looking at me and giggling and laughing. It's weird. I haven't been like this since last time I went on a train. There you go.
I need to know, has the pig been consumed?
Yes. The pig laid down its life mercilessly and we stuffed it.
No, it's still available in the front room.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you need extra for me?
The extra is still available.
Loads of support for you, Missy.
We'll stick it in an envelope and see if that gets through customs.
There's lots of crackling.
Is there still crackling?
It stopped raining.
There wasn't any crackling before.
Secret place.
Hang on, guys. Shut up.
This is a rowdy bunch.
They are. They're just chatty. So Steve's drunk.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hello,
Steve's four sheets to the wind.
Hello, Missy.
Oh, so it stopped raining. You've eaten your pig. You've consumed massive quantities of beer. Oh, how is the mead?
Fantastic.
Oh, you're killing me.
And your song went down well as well.
Yeah.
How did it, what did everyone think of Missy's song?
Missy's song was awesome. Fantastic. Hey.
Well, did you cry?
Yes.
Yeah, just a little bit. A lump to the eye.
All right.
So what I thought we'd do on this show, a little different, because we've got a few Americans in the audience who are feeling a bit outnumbered at the moment.
Oh,
and all gathered.
We're used to it.
Oh, okay. What we do is, I see you put in the document a few questions I should ask Teresa to see if I've been pulling your leg all this time. So we're going to ask them, ask you guys. Now, is it always foggy in London?
Sadly, when we were there, it was not foggy at all.
So that would be a no.
We were there for six whole hours in the afternoon until the early evening. So I can't say about the late night or early morning. I won't guarantee there was no fog. However, there was none while I was there.
Very succinct.
Yeah, but Carl, she was just there during the middle of the day. And so I really don't think that there would be fog in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
Well, okay. We'll
Teresa, it would be in the early morning. I've seen the movies, and it would be late at night as the fog rolls in. It's not going to be there like at lunchtime, Carl. I'm sorry. I don't think that's fair. I think Teresa's telling the truth, but she was not there at a fog appropriate time.
I'm thinking it has to be like 2 a.m., and I have to check it out at that point in time. But unfortunately, I won't be there then.
You wouldn't be checking anything out. You'd be mugged.
Teresa, you have to be there like by yourself. Walking down a dark alley, and then the fog in London will roll in. But if not, it's not going to happen.
That's true.
I'm still not believing Carl on this, but that's okay.
Hang on, I've got two others.
There is no fog in the middle of the day.
Well, that's why I was so specific.
I've got also Betsy and Matt are here, and they spend a lot longer in London. Very good.
No, Carl. Yes, he is.
Leave him alone.
Somewhere, Carl.
Right. Coming in, guys. Is it foggy here? Ever.
Sometimes it's smoggy.
Smoggy?
Might be a little smoggy. Sometimes.
Are you saying we have a pollution-filled city, by the way? Are you?
Sometimes.
Are you?
It's only foggy when it's autumn. You're going into a pub.
Only if you look from the top of the shard.
You drink Guinness. Oh. You come out and it's nice and smoky.
What, your Guinness?
It's lovely. What?
Your Guinness is smoky.
Smoky?
Smoky.
Yes.
Take that glass away from me.
Because if you're on the mead again.
Okay. The next question.
Hang on.
Okay, sorry, go on, Matt.
Missy, occasionally I have seen fog over here in London.
You said fog like fog. That was a fake fog.
Whoever told me that is now my new best friend.
That's a fake accent.
Very rare.
It doesn't talk like that.
Yes, that's one for the. That's one in the Missy column.
No, it's not. You can't just make up the score. Okay, the other weather phenomenon she put down is, does it always rain here?
Yes.
Never.
It's not raining right now.
Yes. No, that's right. It stopped about 6 hours
so
ago.
It does rain all the time.
But not right now.
I have to say.
You happy blue sky thoughts. I want you to know that.
There was one, that 6 hour stretch in London, it did not rain on us. But that's about the only time since we got here last Saturday.
It's not raining now.
It's not raining now, but it rained earlier today.
I like you said blue sky thoughts, because normally I just have blue thoughts.
Oh, Carl.
I know.
But you know, it rained. I'm in my cabin right now at 8,000 feet, and it rained so much yesterday. How much did it rain, Missy? It rained so much for about 2 hours, 3 hours straight, and we lost all power. 2 hours, 3 hours. And I kind of felt close to you at that moment. All I
with
needed
no power,
and some meat, and it could be the batch right now.
Well, guys, come on. Does it rain? I mean, let's not. Today was a bit weird, but there you go.
Weird.
Have you got mildew in your clothes by now?
Since I've been here.
Okay. Yeah, but again, we're talking about rain, not drinking.
It's been submerged since.
I will say, yesterday was nice and sunny, and it was stunning.
Uh-huh.
But today, all it's really done until the last couple of hours is rain.
Or pissed on us, as we like to say in this country as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Just damn.
It's Drukit.
Now, one other.
I'm just adding an extra dynamic into the whole world's apart. I think you've got Scottish in it now as well.
Oh, that
is a world apart. Yeah.
So it was Drukit the day.
Now, there's one other thing that Missy doesn't believe me about, and that is British customer service. So, how have you experienced
British customer service?
There you go. So, was you quite shocked by the contrast from your own country?
Oh, absolutely. sorry to say it, but I have to say your customer service in restaurants is a tad slow.
Slow?
Relaxed.
Relaxed might be even too kind a word.
You're not talking about McDonald's, are you?
No, we went into many little places and you sit down for a drink or you sit down to have a little something to eat, and what ends up happening is you sit and sit and sit sit.
It's called the experience.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're soaking up the ambience.
The thing to remember when you come here is if you have to be somewhere in a hurry, don't go into a restaurant.
No one will tell you to have a nice day.
Well, no, because we don't want you to have a nice day.
we don't know what this means.
Exactly. And with rain like this, what's the odds that you're going to have a nice day?
So, Teresa, have you tried being friendly? Have you thrown out a thank you and have a nice day? Have you done that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And actually,
and what was the response?
I have to say, they usually smile and say, oh, thank you. You have a nice day, too.
See, maybe that's what's needed. Maybe you just need to spread a little American cheer.
That's right. I think you're right, Missy.
And then it will just catch on like wildfire. Yeah. See, Carl, it just needs to be introduced. And then once it's introduced,
that's the problem.
Teresa, tell Missy about the nice policeman.
Oh, Missy, this is hilarious.
Okay.
We were watching the Changing of the Guard in Windsor. Because we were there and it was absolutely very much fun. So everyone lines all the sightseers line up along the street, and everyone has to be off the street as they march through. And apparently one woman's stroller was too far out. And the policewoman said, excuse me, you have to move that back. Can you imagine a police officer in the United States saying, excuse me?
They'd have shot her.
They would. I'm going to tell you, in Boston, they would say, get that stroller out of there right now or you're going to jail.
I've had experience with TSA saying, excuse me, in the States, in Boston. So,
okay.
It was a one-off.
I've never seen such polite police officers. Let's put it that way. They were very, very polite. It was amazingly fun.
You have to be polite when all you got is a truncheon.
Well, there is that.
Wouldn't those be called bobbies?
That's what I thought. Nobody else seems to call them bobbies here.
That's from our quaint past.
Bobbies?
Well, bobbies is kind of the village policeman, isn't it?
That's it. Now we call them urban SWAT team patrols.
Most of them are PCSOs anyway.
Carl, I hate to break this to you, but the SWAT team does not say, excuse me.
I'm sure they break through the windows. Excuse me, lads.
Within the shower of glass.
So sorry to have shot you. Is that the idea?
Well, Missy, I hope that's informed you in some of your questions you stuck in the dock.
Well, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I hope that informed you of the questions that you put in the dock.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm breaking up. I'm
is that
busting.
Or the beer?
No.
Is that
it's
you
not
breaking
beer.
Up or is it the connection?
Oh, it's probably. Well, it's probably your end.
Okay. He's hoping that this answers your questions. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, did that answer your questions?
See, that I understood. So now I'm thinking it's the beer. Yes, well, that answers some of it. Does it answers some of my questions? I just think, Teresa, you and I just need to team up and maybe show London how to be cheerful. What say you?
I think that's awesome.
Yes,
Missy
we'll
and
do
Teresa.
A tag team thing.
We're saying Missy and Teresa.
Yes, we can go through London spreading cheer. It would
that's
be wonderful.
That's going to go so wrong that you buy tickets for it.
You'll be going. You'll certainly be going through London spreading something anyway.
If you want to come with me at 9 o'clock on 8 o'clock on Monday on the tube, let's spread some cheer.
Yeah, you'll be very popular.
I'd like to introduce you to the concept of the British Transport Police. Oh, yeah. Who have a massive sense of humour, actually, so it's worth having a bit of a laugh with them.
Do they say excuse me also?
They get there.
They just need a hug too. Oh.
They love it when you grab the nose and go, meet me.
Yes, that's true, Steve. All Americans need to do that.
Yes.
Nothing bad will happen to you honest. Steve said
it's
so.
It's a free pass, isn't it?
It is. It's a free pass straight
we
to
We always
jail.
Have to remember that Steve's been drinking all day, so this is also something to consider.
Yes, yes.
Now, Teresa, tell me this. You are my American eyes and ears right now. So looking around the bash at all those wonderful faces, how many of the bash people are totally, what is it, Carl, knackered? What do you say?
Did you use the N-word?
Knackered? What do you mean, drunk?
Knackered. Yes.
Well, if they're not totally...
Knackered? I'm so knackered, and I say it's like you're tipsy or...
Tired. It means tired. No.
I'm going to say that from what you mean, most of them are at least halfway there.
Mean plastered. That's what you mean.
They're waiting until after this show to finish it
off. Yeah, plastered would work too.
Teresa doesn't give us enough credit.
or hammered, or
sloshed,
or sozzled,
or drunk, or sloshed,
wasted,
or nobbled.
We are wasted. We got lots of words for the inebriation.
Rat-arsed.
Inebriation.
Inebriated. Isn't it the British term that you're not drunk if you can still find your own behind?
Correct.
Isn't that a Britishism?
No. That. What was that?
I didn't hear that. So you're not drunk again.
I made that up because I like it. No, I read that.
Not heard that one.
Oh,
okay. That's pretty much.
All right.
And if you can find someone else's behind, that's even. Anyway. So
I'm actually now looking, I have to say.
I thought there was a clean tag on this show, Carl.
No.
Was I wrong?
Not anymore.
I don't know. Not this one, I don't think. Especially if someone swears into a mic.
Oh.
No one did it. Expected someone to do that, then we'd have to use the green counter. Right, so I thought, as we got some Americans here, we got loads of Brits here, we'd do some questions. We'd ask the Brits some questions about Americans, and we'd ask the Americans about some questions about the Brits.
Do you want me to stay out of it?
No. Right, so, my fine American friends, and you, Missy, over there. Are all Brits drunks? That you've met so far, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You're the only one that answered, Betsy. That makes you very brave.
I'm going to say they all drink.
Oh.
I'll go with that.
There you go.
And they all drink a
lot. What do you reckon, Missy?
Well, I've heard stories from you, Carl. So I don't think they're drunks, but I think everyone... But think about it. You live in a climate that rains, and it's kind of cold, and that just kind of warms you up, right? It's medicinal.
That's my excuse.
That's what I would think. You know, a roaring fire. Do you have roaring fires? Yes?
Well, no.
we have
radiators mainly.
We have roaring drunks.
How is the...
Okay, so you have a nice pint by the roaring radiator, and it just makes sense. It just makes sense. So I'll give you a pass on that.
Okay.
How is the drinking attitude different between the UK and the US?
Well, they can't do it, can they?
How is...
Have you ever been drinking of an American? It's very funny.
Is it, would you notice the difference if it was a party in the UK
now?
I'll tell you.
Or the US. How is it different, drinking?
The Americans think a shandy's strong.
Oh. That was
Paul there.
There.
I don't know if there's... I mean, Americans love their drink. I mean, we love our drink. Right? Yeah, and hello, Coors.
Tailgate.
We like our drink.
That's following a car too closely.
But is it condoned a little bit more?
It just depends on... I don't. Do women drink a lot in the UK?
We have to drive is the thing. I mean, most of us can't walk to a pub.
So you spread your stuff out, don't you, over there? We can't do that. Right.
We drink a product called Binge. I don't know if you've ever tried that.
Binge?
You did say binge, right?
Is it
Okay, just checking.
We'll drink, but we drink responsibly. That's a big difference.
Shame you don't vote that way.
You drink responsibly. You sponsored by Budweiser. Or Visa.
Okay, so one for the Brits. So when do you think the Americans will finally learn to call football instead of soccer?
When hell freezes over?
Okay.
It is soccer.
Why is American football called football? You call it football. Why is it called football?
Well, you have to run with your feet.
You do indeed. You run with your feet.
Okay, but you run with baseball is with a ball and you run with your feet.
They
you
do
don't kick a baseball.
Yeah, they do kick
a football.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't call it kickball.
Kickball's a different thing.
We're in a bit of a glass house here.
There is a different sport called kickball.
Or dribble ball.
We're in a bit of a glass house here because don't forget that rugby is called football as well.
In America, is rugby called football?
No, in England.
Oh, rugby football. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Mm. So in America, it's called rugby and soccer and
oh
football.
Bugger.
And
we had him in the corner then.
Yes. He would pipe in, wouldn't he?
Why is it that Americans play rugby in full riot gear, though?
Oh.
Because it's not rugby.
Because they're softies.
It's also, can we play to win?
Oh.
I can.
No
okay, let's get going here.
it's a girly rounders.
Let's knuckle down. I can talk from somebody who played rugby in Cardiff Arms Park and under sevens and under nines and also played American football.
So a professional level then.
With under nines.
Also played American football.
The police told you this.
I can tell you I found American football a lot harder. Because with American football, this area here, which is my solar
belly, tummy,
your belly,
your tummy,
my belly,
Steve's tummy,
top of the belly. That was getting hit with a helmet, somebody tackling me with their head straight in my stomach.
You're doing
it
wrong,
mate.
On an
American football pitch within 15 seconds, 35 seconds of me walking on the pitch.
Yes, but
rugby,
you were seven.
Didn't they like you?
I didn't have that. I know you and my boss.
Is that your total American football career? 35 seconds.
I was that hard.
He retired at 37.
Do you know something? I've got more than that, and I've had just an American think I played American football in college.
For me, American football is harder than rugby.
There you go. He's obviously trying to score some points here. There you go.
I played college football back home,
uh-huh.
And I've also played rugby, uh-huh. As you guys call it, over here, when I did some schooling over here. And yeah, I would definitely say out of the two, it's a damn sight harder in our country.
Is it?
Can I bring up the matter of the amount that British footballers get, but British soccer players get paid to run around after a little ball?
I don't know.
And just the fact that actually they barely touch each other and they fall over.
Because they're ballet dancers.
Is it ballet? Is it more, ballet. More akin to ballet?
Yeah, yes.
That could be said of all professional sports that are popular. They all get paid a whole lot of money for whatever it is they do. Doesn't matter what the sport is, soccer, football, baseball.
That's the American view. The UK view is only footballers, as in soccer players, get paid a lot. The others don't for
no.
The same value.
Yeah, the others don't count in this country.
No.
Unicyclists, for example.
Yeah, tiddlywinkers, they get nothing. I mean, it's an overlooked market.
It's that American enterprising spirit, mind you.
So one for our American friends again. Are our cars too small for you?
Yep.
Okay.
They're too small for us, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly too small.
I would
small
agree
for me.
With that. Definitely.
Asks Carl, who's 6'7".
Missy, how much is your petrol or your gas or your whatever?
Gosh, usually I just. It's way expensive here. It's very, very expensive here, isn't it? I don't even want to equate because I think we're at. For the premium gasoline. You're at
premium.
Under, which is the highest grade of gasoline you can get. There's three grades usually in the U.S.
There's like Spa vodka.
highest level. Double it by two.
Yeah, exactly. The highest level in our country is running usually anywhere between $3 and I want to say 70 cents, depending upon where you're at, to $4, a little over $4 if you're in some of the remote parts like Alaska.
Is that for a gallon?
You get a thimble.
Per gallon, per gallon, not per liter.
Which is
3.8
liters.
No, 3.8 liters.
Okay.
As Matt said, it's like half the price of your gas here.
Is it not also half the potency?
Put it this way, as someone that drives a 67 Mustang over here, I am scared by how much it costs me at a gas station.
And evidently rich as well. So
well, that gasoline will get us all the way across the USA. And that's a long way. Far, far more than here.
Matt's got a car that electric cars need filling less than his.
So what do you think, Missy? You think we got small cars over here? You seen any? Like Mini, for example?
You do. You have little cars, but space is at a premium, right?
Well, at least when I'm around.
No, like in London, it is. So I can kind of understand that. But I have to say this. This is a point that was brought up to me when it comes to gas. My gas is like, I buy the middle gas. I don't know what it's called. There's like the lesser, like Therese was saying, there's the lesser, there's the greater, and there's the middle. I always buy the middle gas. And the middle gas is about, I think it's like $3.50 a gallon now, which is a lot to fill up my Jeep. But I pay about the same for milk. And when you think, when you put it in perspective, there's going to be more milk. So it's
how much milk do you drink?
How much milk do you put in your car?
That's a lot of shopping.
I'm just saying, I understand, but just think, just, you know, per gallon price. I don't know. I'm okay
some
with
very worried-looking cows walking around.
Missy, why do you choose the middle one? Is it because you don't know which one to pick?
No, I just always go for the middle. Most of life is lived in the middle. I don't want the expensive, and then I don't want the lower grade. I just figure in the middle.
No, consumers do.
Right?
That's what they do.
Is it the nearest one that's to your door when you get out of the car?
Oh, that was great. No.
Wow.
No, it just
stands even worse than an MDL. That
you know, sometimes I'll splurge. They say the higher one is like it cleans your engine better. I don't know if I buy that.
Missy, okay. We need to start a new rule for this podcast, okay? If you cough, I'll punch him. If you I'll kick him. Okay? That's the deal.
What if I give him the look?
We can't see the video.
I'll rub him up.
Oh, he's hiding the video. Then he would know because it happens a lot. Right.
What video that only he knows?
We're not going into that.
We just have to assume you're giving him the look,
which we'll all do all the time.
Okay. Let's go. What? Back to the Brits. So obviously, apart from Missy and the others present here, are Americans too loud?
Not at all.
Okay, whoever said that he could like be punched or pinched, go ahead. One for the team right there.
That would have been all of us.
Take a ticket and form a queue. No, come on. Obviously not our wonderful guest present, but...
We're all a bit scared to answer.
In Hawaii, I know.
A little bit
welcome
afraid.
To my world. Apart. So... Anyone?
No, Americans aren't too loud.
Do you want to rephrase that question?
Americans are not too loud. If you find somebody in a hotel or blah, 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 I want to find my brother. They're just explaining what they want to do. What's wrong with that?
Mm.
Loudly.
And conversely, British early 20s women shrieking excitedly. That sets the bar for annoying
loud. Definitely.
Not screaming at you, James.
Can I say that I actually heard some of those women when we were in restaurants?
That's not isolated to early 20s.
Paul Kirkle somewhere in the
audience.
Paul,
where's Paul?
Them, he made up the fact that he actually shared a train carriage on the way here with them. But he made it up.
I was sitting next to Paul, and there was these people on a hen night, or whatever they were doing, and they were so, so loud.
It is
working. I'm just louder than the speakers.
And what did they call
him? He's British. He's not very loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm a very quiet person. No. You're pointing it at my nose.
It's a nose mic. Hen night.
I'm done.
Oh, right, yeah. Do you have do you have hen nights in the States, Missy? Do you know what hen night is? Do you have hen nights in the States?
Oh, I don't understand what you're asking. No,
they don't have hen nights.
Bachelorette.
Okay, apparently it's a bachelorette party.
No.
Bridal shower?
It's a whole week and a half.
That's not going to the shower.
Yes, do we have them?
Sorry, what?
Tracer?
Do we have bachelorette parties in
the
States?
That's the one. Yeah.
Where women when women buy a complete wedding dress to ruin a week before their wedding by draping it drunkenly through a town.
Actually, the ones that we see in the city, if you are in the city of Chicago or Boston or New York, you will see brides-to-be with their veil and usually have condoms sewn to them as they go around town drinking all night. But it's only one night. Oh. It's not an entire week.
Sounds like a Thursday night for me.
I hope they don't use those condoms.
And we're
drinking irresponsibly.
I just, you know, it's a typical, to all those international listeners, this is a typical scene. People drinking in the garden.
Steve drunk. That's a very typical scene.
The Americans, and behind them, a sword fight going on.
This,
a boy
this is very
and
medieval.
A man discovering their heads.
Visit and England. Soon to call an ambulance.
Can I just point out also that Betsy's brought an American flag with her?
It's been
has that been pointed out already?
No.
It was a gift from Paul. Kirkell, to be fair.
Right. So you don't carry one around with you all the time?
I do. All the time.
This is
it's
it.
Required.
And what's that in the pole, the stem bit?
Candy.
You mean sweets? Sweets. 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 Okay. You come
it's
and spread
an
happiness,
flag.
We'll say sweets across your country. And
it's Missy, this is a rule. You need to carry a flag with sweets in it when you come here.
It's an American flag, therefore it's candy in the stock. If it was a British flag, it would be sweets.
Miss, you got any other questions for the assembled thong here?
Oh, do I have any other questions?
Thong? I didn't see that. Throng.
The problem here, Missy, is that this party's been going on all day, so it kind of gets a little confused after a while.
I'm catching like every other word, so I'm trying to listen carefully. Do I have any other questions?
Anyone? Do you Americans have any other questions for us Brits that you've been dying to ask since you got here that makes no sense to you what we do?
Missy?
Anything?
That's going to take far too long.
Missy, can I ask you a question?
Of course you may.
What is your second favorite third favorite country in the world?
My second favorite country.
Third. Obviously, the US is number one and the UK is number two.
UK is number two. My third. Oh, that's a great question.
And
hold
why?
On. I've never been there, but I want to go. And I think it would be my third. I'm going to say New Zealand.
The land of Middle Earth.
Is that a bad thing? I hear like groans in the background.
No, that's no wrong with that.
I think everyone was surprised.
I think it was a ooh. As in a very good answer.
We just think you want to go there and hunt hobbits.
And hunt hobbits?
Hobbits,
oh,
yes.
Lovely, those hobbits.
And the tree people. Yeah.
I do. I think it would be. I'd like to go to Australia, but I want to go to New Zealand first.
Just don't get them confused, whatever you do.
Oh, no, don't call an Australian a New Zealander and vice versa.
They don't have wombles in New Zealand, though.
No, I've hunted them all. They're all gone.
They don't have wombles here in the UK either.
We're not.
Carl, here's Carl. I don't really remember the show. I mean, it was from a long time ago, and yet he rattles off all the names. Oh, there's Mrs. Quimbley, and I don't know their names. It's kind of funny.
It was Great Uncle Bulgaria,
Madurai,
Wellington, Orinoco, Tomsk,
Tobermory.
Orinoco.
I said that one. Go on, anyone else? Nope.
Madame Chalet, there you go. The fact that you guys all can name all the wombles.
It's our childhood.
And hold on, don't group me in with that. I've got no idea.
Yeah, you was mouthing them as I was saying them.
There was another woman, there was Miss Adelaide as well. You forgot.
That's our childhood there, though, Missy, that's why.
Can I ask you a question, please, Missy?
Of course.
Hey,
you
everyone,
may.
Stand back.
What's
is this James?
It is. Yeah, I'm afraid. What's a Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yes. Yes. Good.
Even
question.
Even I don't know the answer to that one.
That is an excellent question. A Kim Kardashian is kind of like a womble. It's like a fictitious character, and parts of the Kim Kardashian are known throughout the world. People hunt her all the time. And her greatest claim to fame is being married for, I think it was 12 hours.
That long?
That is a Kim Kardashian.
That long? Wow.
Thank you. I'm educated.
I have to say I am too, because I really couldn't have answered that question anywhere near as well as Missy did.
So now every time you see those posters up, the Kardashians, keep up with the Kardashians, just think, keep up with the Wombles.
I thought it was a Star Trek thing.
That's a Kardashian.
Oh, Kardashian. Yeah, sounds like it.
Missy?
Yes?
What's the best film ever?
Oh, gosh.
I've never seen that one.
There's so many. Okay. My favorite film ever. Oh, this is hard. Does it of all time, or can I pick a certain? Can you just ask me a certain genre, and I can tell you that
genre.
One? This is hard. It's like genre. Picking a favorite child. It's like picking a favorite action. Song.
It's fine. As a genre.
Okay, I love mob movies, and my favorite mob movie is Goodfellas. Hands down, I can eat through the whole thing. Marinara sauce.
Well, we got a while. Just go for it.
My favorite children's movie would be what? I mean, you all know me. What would my favorite children's movie be?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, yes, you guys are so good.
Missy, just very quickly then, cut to the chase. What's your favorite British movie?
The silence is deafening.
Is there any?
My favorite British movie.
Have you seen The Italian Job?
I haven't seen The Italian Job, no.
Oh. Yeah. Go on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
And watch The Italian Job.
The original, not...
The original. The 1970s. 73, 60-odd film.
68, isn't it?
So it's from
that's
Michael
like
Caine.
Carl
Michael
in a mini.
Caine, The Italian Job.
But I am a huge Bond fan. A huge Bond fan. I don't know if that counts. I know he's Scottish. Well, Sean Connery. But I don't know if... Does that count? It probably doesn't count.
No, that counts. We'll take a Scottish film. I'm good with that.
I have a favorite British film. I don't think of films as British. I just think of them as a film with a British person in them. You know?
Go on, Paul.
Carl, can I ask a question of the Americans? I know it's biased because some of them are here and clearly travel.
Uh-oh.
But how many countries are there in the world?
Well, that's, you're only asking one person. That's not fair, is it?
Okay, Missy, how many countries do you think there are in the world?
How many countries? Well, I don't know. Let me go get the globe. I don't know how many countries there are. I've never thought about it.
Personally, I'm pretty sure there's more than 30. So
it changes by the hour.
This is true.
You know, Eastern Europe is up for debate on any given year. So I don't.
This is true.
We're not having a mass debate over Eastern Europe, though.
I don't.
Or
are
anything
you
else.
That Americans or any think of their population. Other countries?
I think the steady thing is there are 7 continents, correct?
And only 5 people signed the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's true. I'm telling you. They just make
I'm curious, why did you ask that?
Go on, Paul.
I asked that because when I was in Minnesota, somebody... of a reasonable education thought that Africa was only made up of South Africa.
Africa was only made up of South Africa. Yeah. So where did they think? What?
But North they're Africa from Minnesota. It's so cold up there. You know, they just are so cold. They're just not thinking. Their brains are just frozen.
I'm going to debate the whole reasonable education thing there.
Oh.
A good question like that is what... countries border Iraq.
Oh my god!
I don't even know that. Why is that an American question?
Iran.
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 You're looking at the map.
Borders Iraq. Turkey? Borders Iraq?
Turkey. Good answer.
Turkey, Iran.
I like Turkey.
So now we're doing geography. Apparently. Is it to the UK or US?
Is going at all, Carl. Change it. Change the direction. Change it now.
Try.
Take control.
So who's
I have one more geography related question.
Go on in.
Whereabouts is Scotland?
Scotland.
On 2 episodes ago.
Scotland is so bad. I want to go to the Highlands.
No. But whereabouts is it in relation to England?
The Heather. North. I want to.
Well, Heather Mills.
Say Inverness. I want to eat a bannock. Right? A bannock?
A bannock, yeah.
Bannock?
Yeah.
What's a bannock?
I want to drink scotch till I'm passed loaf. Out on the floor. That's a place I really want to go.
It's a fruit loaf. It's like bread, but it's like really really thick bread, and it's... Yeah, it's in Selkirk, which is just over the border.
So you said it's a bread.
It's a sweet loaf, yeah. It's kind of a fruit loaf thing. Yeah.
And it's made with corn, right? It has a cornmeal base to it, a
bannock. No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Oh, we got disagreement. Well, you should know.
They originated like 6 miles away from where I live, the Selkirk bannock.
not that means any kind of authority. Missy, quickly, Google.
I thought it was like a corn, almost like a corn, a coarse cornmeal, like muffin. And then you would, I don't know.
It's like a muffin. It's like a coarse muffin. I'm not sure about the cornmeal thing, but yeah, it is like a muffin. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since we stumbled upon food for some reason, the American friends here, have you had curry yet?
Yes.
Oh, go on then. What's it like? What do you think?
Oh, Ewan took us to his curry house last night. It was fantastic. It was absolutely wonderful. Missy, when you come here, you have to come see Ewan and go to the curry house right by where he lives because it is fabulous.
It is incredible. I went as well last night. It was amazing. Yes. Yeah.
Is it around the corner from where?
With you,
Brick
Carl.
Lane, yes.
Yeah.
So Andy might hear. Yeah. Andy
Lee was there as well.
See, I've been to a lot of Indians in Brick Lane, but that one over the road there is head and shoulders comfortably. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They serve head and shoulders.
That's a Scottish thing.
I had the Birmingham special, which is the Balti, so tandoori chicken Balti, and it was fabulous.
And six cans of lager.
No. We had a bottle of wine between us, Kirsty and
very
I.
Very civilized.
Matt, I'm tempted to go tonight.
See there's a problem. It's like
I've been in the UK for a while, so I've tried a few curries, I have to say. But yeah, probably myself. If I do a curry, it's normally a korma.
Cool. That's a weak one. So there you go, Missy. They're all suggesting you have a curry as soon as possible.
Girl.
So they're all suggesting you have a curry as soon as possible. There you go.
I know. I will. I will get on that. I promise.
Missy, if you want the best curry in the U.S., I would say when you go to a place, ask for chicken biryani. It's actually not a curry. It's an Indian dish, but it's chicken and rice, and it's very, very good.
No, you want a vindaloo. That's the best place to start.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just be gentle.
There'll be no...
just take lots of... roll with you.
Can I ask a question, please, Missy?
Yes.
If I were to visit the States, as I think you call them,
yes.
Which three states should I avoid?
Oh, there's a question. Well, I haven't been to all of them, so it's really not fair for me to say, but
let me narrow it down. Alaska's quite cold.
I would say avoid.
So where?
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble with somebody for saying this.
But
no, you won't.
But Alaska is beautiful. It doesn't matter that it's cold. It's a gorgeous
Alaska's beautiful.
State.
You would really want to go there in the summer. It's wild and it's pure. It's okay. Beautiful.
So it's Alaska tick.
What?
49 to go.
Okay. I'll avoid only because there's just not a whole lot to do. Although there are parts of it that are beautiful and there's national parks like Zion, which are beautiful, but I probably would scratch Utah off my list.
I've got a holiday booked in Utah.
You've got a heartbroken man here.
I don't know. I'm thinking there's like a number of states in the Midwest that are very nice.
What?
Not Michigan.
We got a big debate here.
I'm thinking the North and South Dakotas.
But those are beautiful.
Iowa's, Nebraska's, they're very nice states, but
Nebraska
really kind of dull.
Nebraska and Kansas are very flat, so I think if you've seen Nebraska, you've seen Kansas.
Hey, but if you go to Kansas...
There's Delaware, there's... Rhode Island is so small, you'd miss it if you blinked, so I'm not really quite sure that there's really anything that...
Oh.
But if you go to Kansas, don't you get...
I live right by it, so...
If you go to Kansas, don't you get a bonus trip to Oz? As well,
based on
I've never had.
Sorry, I'll get me.
So there are so many good parts about every state, truly, honestly, that I don't know that there's a state that you shouldn't visit.
I don't know. Based on Top Gear, I'd say Alabama.
there's even nice parts of Alabama, and you have to understand that. Hardly anyone in the States watches Top Gear, so they don't even know these guys. Kind of a little bit weird.
There's fried food, sweet tea, pie. It's all based on the foods.
Okay, so one for the Brits. Which three counties should Americans avoid going to?
Glasgow and all of Greater Glasgow.
Derbyshire.
Where Derbyshire. The Hull is. Hull.
Humberside.
Humberside.
Yeah. Essex.
South Yorkshire.
The West Midlands.
Oh.
Well, Missy, I hope you've enjoyed chatting to all the Brits here tonight.
It's been wonderful. Thank you. I hope that the party lasts until the wee hours.
The party is going to last.
You have so much fun, you can't remember any of it tomorrow.
The party is going to keep lasting because thanks to our wonderful friends at TechSmith, they supplied all the booze.
Yay!
And all the food as well.
Yay!
And we couldn't have done today without them. It's fantastic. Oh, right. And you really missed it, Missy. You should have been here.
I know. I should. Next year. My goal is next. What, is it always in July?
It's always, yes.
Is it always right after the 4th?
Yes.
Yes, normally. It's on the birthday of the network, you see.
I guess I can red, white, and blue myself over there, huh?
You can do that anywhere you wish, believe me. Also, this network couldn't exist without the fantastic help of UK2.net. They really do keep us on the air every week, and they've been doing so for the last 3 years. If you can show your appreciation to us by showing them some appreciation by buying some of their products, just go to BritishTechNetwork.com. Scroll down, find the UK2.link, click on through, and any of the services you buy, if you use their voucher code, and I've actually got them ready this time. I'm professional.
He hasn't. She's bluffing.
Anyway. I had them ready before.
So if you use British Tech DNS, you get 20. You get free DNS for up to 2 years. If you use domains, you'll get 20% of your domain registration. VPN will get you 50% off your first month of VPN. Server will get you £50 off any gigabit server or any contract length. Online deal only. And VPS will get you your first month free when purchasing entry level VPS systems. They really are a great company, and they are keeping us on the air, and hopefully will in future.
Awesome.
So, guys, have you enjoyed your day?
Absolutely.
Missy, have you enjoyed, like what you just said a minute ago, but have you enjoyed talking to everyone and meeting everyone?
I loved it. This is wonderful. I wish we could do it every week. Wouldn't that be fun?
God, no, not for me.
Thank you all.
It was wonderful talking with you.
So, let's see. Where can we get hold of you, Missy?
You can find me at www.twitter.com/MissyMwack. Always find me on Facebook at, I don't even know what my Facebook
I'm
is.
Definitely on Facebook.
Whack Attack,
sure you start
I believe,
with
on Facebook. And you can always email us at missyandcarl@gmail.com if you have any questions for future
Absolutely.
Shows.
Do you know how many questions I got about my listening choice of music this week? Since you outed me as a country listener.
427.
There you go.
Oh, your country
I got
thing.
More emails about that than I did about the defriending.
We hate him for the defriending too, to be fair.
Nobody emailed you, Carl. Nobody cared. They just, it was a Brit thing. Get over it, Missy. American. Whatever.
You can get hold of me on Coleman or Claw0101 on Twitter. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the rest of the night. And now let's get drunk.
Yay!